Morocco, week 9, Monday.
And now, episode 41 of Moon Over Morocco. Jack mounted the incredible black stallion with the immense white wings. He flew up and up, far above the clouds. And then, crack, the wings broke off. The horse became hollow, and Jack realized he was riding a wooden hobby horse. Well, with no wings, needless to say, he fell straight down like a rock. Meanwhile, the two women, the Contessa and the crafty old Fatma, have drugged Kelly.
Life is a perpetual drunkenness. The pleasure passes, but the headache remains.
Oh, Slimon, Slimon Harvest Moon, I've been the scuttle and I did it. Slimon, Slimon.
This way, my friend, this way.
This way. This way.
That is right. Now left.
Left.
Now right.
Now right.
Now left.
Now left.
Now right.
Now left.
No, now right.
Now right.
Now stop.
Now what?
Now straight ahead.
Hold it, boss.
Now straight ahead.
Hold on a bit, boss.
That is only a shadow, straight ahead.
You're only a shadow, Mojo. Now, straight ahead.
Now just hold on, boss.
Do not let him stop you.
You're being a nuisance, Shadow.
You better come along with me, because the Shadow know.
Hit him in the jaw.
Sorry, Shadow. Take this.
There's a saying, as the sands of the desert are to the weary traveler, so is too much speech to him who loveth silence.
What?
You can shut up now.
Oh.
Taxi! Taxi!
Aha! Aha! Let it go! What you got? Give me a hand. You bet! Is he dead, drunk, or just limp?
Oh, heavy, no?
Lila, you better help him on that end.
What? Who you talk to? I won, not Lila.
Just help me get him in the back seat.
It's much easier.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't hit him so hard.
What? One Fungio never hit nothing.
I was just talking to Lila.
Who? Where? What?
Forget it, Juan.
How can I forget? What can I see?
Well, you know, people have a saying.
Yes?
That's it.
Aye. Here, you take keys. You drive. You crazier than me.
I need a drink. Damn, Mojo, what did you hit me with, a cement block?
Well, boss, it was Lila.
Yeah, well, your invisible friend's got a good punch.
She's pretty strong.
Yeah. I'd still like to know what you hit me with.
I swear, boss, wasn't me. I would have, but she got to you first.
Mojo, is your invisible friend here right now?
Not at the moment. I didn't want her here because something I want to talk to you about.
Shoot.
Well, it's about her, boss.
Lila? Great. I'm going to get drunk anyway.
She wants to take care of me, so to speak.
It's that serious, huh?
It's not serious like that. It's serious in that she wants to be my servant. She's an infrared.
A demon?
Not exactly, boss.
I always thought infrareds were demons.
Not exactly, boss.
Well, let's not argue over something I don't believe in.
Abu, will you bring me another glass, please?
So, what is it that you want?
I want to know if you mind having an infrared around.
Oh, that's it. I'll have to put up with you talking to invisible 6-foot white rabbits and things like that, hmm?
No, she ain't no white rabbit, boss. She's beautiful and black.
Yeah. Harvey was probably beautiful, too.
Probably, boss.
No. The answer is no. No demons.
Thanks, Abu.
If there's one thing worthwhile I learned from my mother, in fact, the only thing worthwhile I learned from my mother, was there's enough demons in life. Don't invite more.
You no longer a liberal, boss.
I know.
You don't even believe in inference.
All right. What's an inference?
It's a manifestation of energy.
You mean like a light bulb?
No. What I'm saying, when Jack Flanders first saw Lila was at Woodhenge. Remember him telling you about that?
Yeah.
Well, she was a real manifestation of energy. I mean, everyone's operating on different planes at the same time.
All right, come on, Mojo. Enough of that occult mumbo-jumbo.
Now you're getting to be old lady.
So she's a manifestation of energy. Well-shaped energy. To have something like that around and for me not to even believe in it? That'd be a shame and a pity. A shame and a pity. Tell me, was Aleister Crowley a happy man?
You mean Aleister Crowley?
Yeah, right. Was Aleister Crowley a happy man? I think not. He was fooling with a lot of power. The thirst for power is very subtle, Mojo. Very subtle. You and I left our homeland, the mother country, the most powerful mother country in the world, because we both were disgusted with the way everyone was hung up on power, power, power.
We left there a long time ago, boss. You can't remain cynical all your life.
Yes, I can. You know why half the nuts in the nut houses and most of the neurotics walking around are neurotic and nuts?
Don't know exactly, boss.
Because by being a nut or by being neurotic, there's somebody. At least there's somebody. If they let that go, they'd be nobody. They wouldn't be neurotic, they wouldn't be nuts, they wouldn't be anybody.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Well, likewise, I enjoy being cynical. I learned it as a young man back on the farm in Michigan, when I used to sit in the outhouse reading news magazines. They taught me a whole attitude towards life. I remember the first time I came to Tangier. I stayed in this cheap hotel, you know? No toilet paper. So what I used to do is buy Time Magazine, the North African edition. And you know how nice those soft tissue paper pages are. Well, there's nothing I enjoyed more than to sit there reading about some fat, pompous head of state, then rip out the pages and wipe myself with their smiling faces. A small, but a very gratifying pleasure.
Pardon du développement multiforme de la coopération soviéto-hongroise sur le plan politique, économique et idéologique. Le développement des rapports d'amitié étroite entre le Parti communiste du RSS et le Parti socialiste hongrois a été évoqué tout particulièrement.
My lord, what has happened?
Oh.
Where are you?
Here.
Where?
Down here.
On the floor? Did you fall out of bed?
Obviously.
Was it a dream?
Yes.
Describe it to me.
I dreamt that I was the son of El-Kaba, and that I was falling and falling and falling. And then I hit.
Strange. To dream that you are the enemy?
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
My queen, take cover. We are under siege.
What are they using?
Overripe fruit. Look out.
Ah! You, what was that?
A watermelon, my queen.
What's going on here?
Look out.
Gosh, what is that?
Watermelons, my lord.
Oh, a king could get flattened by one of those. Sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm.
My lord, the chain of command has been sniffed.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.